Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Flyers Alley Season 6, Episode 19, brought to you by Old City Sports Network and powered by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got Kurt, Corey, and Wade. What's going on, guys? Kurt's been a little bit of time since you've been here. How are things? How's the
boot's good.
Yeah, the boot. The old foot. Yep.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Struggle bus.
We're all struggling this morning. It's just fun.
Wade's like, I'm bright eyed and bushy tailed. You fucking guys suck. Hey guys, it was a good day yesterday.
We enjoyed the Sterling Pig.
There were some pigs had yesterday. There were some schlitz.
Now you make me want to regurgitate again.
Yep, that was pretty fucking bad. But Wade, what's going on? How's your week been? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's going pretty good. That game last night was pretty much horrendous. So,
listen, we're gonna get into that.
And I only got to watch bits and pieces of it. I didn't get to sit through the whole shit show.
We turned it off.
We unfortunately turned the game off about 3 minutes before Torts blew his freaking lid.
It was right after Torts blew his lid for me. I was like, I'm done. The rest were god awful.
It's gonna be that's what I wanted to get into that when we get into the game, because I think it's the first time. Well, there's always people, and I got a good. I didn't even tell you who the moron of the week is. I discussed it with Kurt.
I got our boy Leo back in here again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You have one.
The one that he posted last night.
My video.
Yeah.
Are you a video?
Oh yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, I got video. It's pretty bad. But anyway, before we jump into this bad boy, make sure you guys go and follow us and like our like pages on Facebook, facebook.com/FlyersAlley, on Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1, and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Make sure you go to YouTube page and subscribe to the Old City Sports Network's YouTube page. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com. Old spelled OLDE, and check out all your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch. Use promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off site-wide. And the OCSN landline is on if you want to call in. I'll save that. The number is 302-367-7276. You can get on here, talk shit, do whatever you want to do.
Quick question. I got to cut you off real quick. Yep. Should I share this out to Delco Shootings Facebook page?
Do it.
Sure. So, I guess.
See, they had a.
Did you share it to EOP?
Are you I'm not allowed to do that.
Fucking
they did add me into another group. I gotta look for it. It's called Big Mouth.
You see, they had a shootout down the street from my house at the CVS the other night.
Did they?
Yeah, at the CVS in Namath Road.
I work in PA. I don't do anything else there.
Well, it's
like I'm seeing stuff being built that I had no idea was even gone.
Dude, same.
Up on up on Route 1. We came down that. Is that Route 1? Route 1, I think, where Mackenzie's Brew House was.
Yeah.
About a month ago, I went up there. And you know where the old. Oh, yeah, right there where the golf place used to be. Yeah.
Golf,
yeah. Well, that was just an empty lot when I was there the last time. And then a couple weeks ago, went up there. We went to Wegmans. I was like, what the fuck? I had no idea any of that was going on. I didn't know.
We did it, eh?
It's gone. Wow. Well, there's houses.
Wow. That's been a minute.
That driving range has been going for
years.
Well, Jackass had some shit going on in there when that was, yeah, when that was flaring up.
Stole the golf carts and shit.
But yeah, I never come. I go to work and come home and that's it. It's a lot more peaceful that way. yeah, but yeah, if you guys want to call in, make sure you call in. There's a lot of stuff happening. So I'm sure people have thoughts they want to get done. But let's get into some alley talk. All right, the first thing we're going to talk about is, I guess we can get the games out of the way. Let's get the games out of the way. Let's see. It's been a little bit since we've been around, so we'll just start with the St. Louis game. We lost in a shootout 2-1. Anybody thoughts on this while it's loading on my computer? Anything? Hey, you remember? I don't.
Tough loss.
Yeah.
Jordan Bennington played way above his head.
Hate him.
It was an interesting night because Charlotte's watching the game, and you know Kevin Hayes scored. You know, first time, first weird time
gold
she's
too.
What's that?
It was a weird fluke goal. Yeah, too.
It's like him. I mean,
that's all he's got.
So we got what was it in the first? Lawton scores by assisting by Paling and Sanheim, and then Hayes scores, and then that's just they won the shootout. I don't really care about this game. I mean. I don't know what the standings are right now. I think they're they're fluctuating pretty heavily. We're still in third. I don't know now.
Just on it, yeah. We're still third. We're still, I think, up by like 2 points.
Wade, anything on this game? Blues, Flyers.
I was kind of hoping Braden Schenn would throw down a little bit, but he didn't.
Who would you like him to fight? Sealer, I guess.
One.
I mean, he would get his fucking head ripped off by Nick Delorier and Sealer. So Hathaway, because, you know, he doesn't fight, would be his
weight class. He fucking hasn't been, though. Oh, I'm going
to
tell you.
Have to be. He's been getting points.
Yeah. Hey. Well, he was allegedly traded during the trade deadline. I was fucking left work. I literally stopped in front of my boss's office and was like, so something's happening. Because I have to drive all the way up to the front to get service. So he's like, what are you doing? I said, I may be leaving. So I'm like, hold on. I'm
like, whoops. Well, I mean, it did always come down to it, Jesse. I'm going to get a Hathaway. Watch. I'm going to get a Hathaway and they're going to trade him.
Here we go. I did tell the wife before everyone came over yesterday. I said, yeah, you might as well. Let's just order that Sealer and Hathaway jersey now.
Sealer, obviously.
$80 for two jerseys.
He's going to be here for 4 more years.
Yeah. Anybody else on the Blues? I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Our boy's not even the coach there anymore. So I did talk.
He's been hanging out in Philly recently.
He's on the NHL Network.
Yeah, I saw.
TNT.
He's in town.
Yeah. He still has his house in Philly. Yeah. And he's been hanging out in with Philly's upper boss and stuff like that recently.
I'm going to shoot him a text. I'm going to shoot him a text. Be like, everybody. Last time I talked to him, I said something about, like, you know, not being a coach anymore. And he was like, you know, move on. Like, that's it. That's all you got for me? Like, I want something. I want something like Wade Allison gave me last night. That was pretty, you know. We'll get into that. Yeah, I feel bad for him.
I honestly hope he does better in Nashville.
Good guy. Yeah, we'll get into that.
He'll get played.
Yeah.
We'll get into that.
Yep. There were some conversations there.
There was conversation last night in the living room that unfortunate.
I don't remember.
Bleed the fifth.
It's a good thing that
so alleged conversations. Alleged
text. The conversation.
It's true story.
Let's move on. We'll get to it at some point.
We are currently tied with Tampa. 74 points.
Speaking of Florida, then we win against the Panthers 2-1. My boy, 23 seconds left. Just saying. I went to work and like was like chest puffed out. Everybody's like,
I just got laid. Like, yeah.
Everybody's like, what? I'm like, Hathaway last night. Like, yeah, whatever. I'm like,
you dickheads. I can see Jesse now walking into work. Scott, you're still an asshole. Yeah, Jesse.
Scott, fuck you. Yes, so like in that game, we got I was 100% walked right into there with my coffee. Had my Flyers coffee mug and everything. Was like, fuck you guys.
Dig the
fired up.
Dig the shirt there, Wade, by the way.
Yeah, ghost face. It's not blue town one either.
Whoa, watch it now.
He's all over the
What's
place.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Jesus. Not that one, actually.
I'm getting some weird text messages here. we got Paling scoring in the second, assisted by York and Sanheim. And then Hathaway assisted by Stahl and Cates in the third for 23 seconds left for the game winner. I'm going to say I like the game. It was real, real. It was getting physical. I was a big fan of it.
A little choppy there, you know.
Remind me of
Dylan Cousins is still in.
I fucking don't like that guy anymore.
Nick Cousins,
yeah. Yeah. Dylan Cousins was
there. No, it honestly gave me like a preview of like the playoff hockey, like, because they play just like us. They battle, they'll run you down, stuff like that. But yeah, it was a good game until the end there. Happy Hathaway bang in there.
Oh boy. Just want to let everybody know that's my boy.
just saying, you know, when Nick Cousin was on the Flyers, he didn't play like that. He had to play for points. He never played like a scumbag.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think makes that happen?
What?
Just being, I guess, not having having the skill that he should have to be in the league. So he's just a fucking rat now.
I don't know. Oh, why it turns like that?
Well, you got to find a role on the team. If you're not scoring a goal, you got to like pump up the team. Like, yeah, you find your role later on. Like, you can be a goal scorer, and you like a lot of good players. Like, for Lincoln Deloria, he was drafted as a defenseman. Right. Now he's a forward, and now he's a fighter. He was a goal scorer as a defenseman in the I think it was the OHL.
Oh, I don't even remember him being like, he was like a Yuri Laterra. Like, he was just completely irrelevant until he had his coke fucking thing going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, he definitely wasn't a rat. He wasn't the way he is now. He's fucking hated, dude. Like,
well, I mean, like when you do back to back fucking cheap shots to multiple different players, you know, the shoves from behind into the boards, you know, everybody's gonna hate you. And I think the only reason why he's doing it. One, he doesn't drop the he doesn't drop the gloves unless if he knows that he can get over on you. Not like a Hathaway, where Hathaway knows that he can handle himself.
Yeah,
but
he also dove that one play. He fucking was acting like he died, and then got up and tried to fight the guy.
Wade, you can probably help me out on this one. I think he's been fined two or three times by the NHL this year for embellishment.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not shocking.
Two or three, right?
Yeah, I definitely two. It might have been an earlier one, but I think he's doing a lot more of this because, one, obviously the refs really haven't been calling the embellishment that much this year. I mean, except for the two or three times that he was, you know, spotted. And also, he knows that when players react to him, at least they're going on the power play. He also has, you know, Tkachuk to kind of back him up. Tkachuk is more than just points. Tkachuk can fight, though. He's more of a team first than a player first, with this team at least.
Right. Yeah, John Scott hates him, so I fucking hate him. So that's all.
I
liked that I saw John Scott on the broadcast last night for the Chicago Blackhawks.
That was good.
That was pretty cool.
Oh wow, really? I didn't know.
Oh, he's doing that now for them. Yeah. It's interesting seeing him up there. He's just smiling.
Full suited up and just
He's just fucking loving everything.
I don't know who he was co-hosting with last night. Yeah, never made eye contact with
not
him
once.
At all.
Just
never.
Look. Just wouldn't even like do like the what he was talking. Just didn't do this. Just
nope.
Straight dick. I love it.
It made me laugh.
Yeah, I fucking love John Scott. I could probably get him on the pod, to be honest with you. If I tried really hard, I could probably get him on here.
Do it.
But then he would just be completely unfiltered and be like, Philadelphia are a bunch of scumbags. And then I feel
then you go back and forth. Yeah.
I feel like we won't like each other. I can't do that. No. I can't do that. I can't be like, say all this shit live and then backstage be like, hey, man, that was real cool. I'd be like, no, like now I hate you. Like, and that sucks because I fucking love that guy. It's not tarnished, this guy.
I don't know. He seems like a, he's, you know, going to be an 8-time father now. So I think he's kind of put some of those bad words and stuff behind.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. I mean, it's just, I feel like we're going to get into it to the point where
I feel like he's a very homey type person, you know?
I used to cave people's faces in. Like, I don't want to even, I'm afraid of him between the computer. I want to.
I like how he was saying that, like, he could just train Matt Rempe.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks.
He could train Rempe?
He's trying to.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
He literally said the last episode that he could, well, actually his co-host was like, dude, if you wanted to, he's been talking about it since his first fight. And he said that he could get in contact with the Rangers high ups at some point, be like, look, give me a week with him and I'll turn him into a killer. Like straight up. He's been saying it for the past like 3 weeks.
That's like they interviewed Reeves about, you know. They interviewed Reeves after they tussled, and he says the kid's going to be a force. He's going to be a force.
And that's without like
Olivier,
big training.
Oh, Matthew Olivier absolutely destroyed him.
I love that. Yeah,
it's John Scott breaks down that fight. You know, Matt Rempe didn't really get a good grab on him. He grabbed back here, and Olivier knew that, so he moved closer, and his punches are a lot shorter than Matt's. So he just teed off on him.
So
they pulled him in.
So Olivier did his homework on him.
Yeah, and then the post game interview, they asked him in the locker room, like, "Hey, like, so what are your secrets?" Like, I'm not fucking telling you that. Like, I'm not gonna tell you how I did that.
I'm 6'1" compared to 6'6" or whatever.
6'8".
So I moved myself in closer.
Hey, he's one of the Twin Towers. Remember that?
Bad.
Horrible joke. That was a horrible joke. Did you hear that?
Nah.
You didn't hear that? Nah. Oh my god. They got what is it, Lindstrom?
Rempe and Erdstrom.
Erdstrom. They're two tall guys on the six, Rangers. And the announcer.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, they're on the fourth line. Yeah.
Yeah, the announcers during the stadium series were just like, yeah, hey, we got the Twin Towers here. We were like, bro. Like,
Jesse and I both looked at each other and goes, he did not just
and being the New York.
Yeah. That's such assholes. Bad taste.
And Philadelphia scumbags. They didn't even realize they did that.
That's bad, Betty.
Moving on to last night's shellacking.
Gong show.
Yeah. The big old goose egg, 7-0 Tampa Bay. Obviously not gonna go, you know, through the thing here. I'm not crossing the line here, but you know, Anthony Duclair looks like he should be wearing that jersey. I don't know if anyone saw Duclair in that dark jersey.
Black jersey.
Bro, those things are
dude, I love those jerseys.
Dude, those jerseys
they're
are sharp. I think this is what I was saying earlier. This was an absolute it sucks, but at the same time, like I will say I wasn't in the state last night to pay attention to a lot of plays. Just gonna get that out of the way right now. But I have seen nothing on every single page. On everything of social media saying that game was 100% thrown by the refs, by Wes McCauley. Wes McCauley gave that to the fucking Bolts. Now, if anybody could explain that to me, I did hear that there was a tripping on, there was a call on Hathaway and
Attard.
I didn't see any
Attard
of it.
One. That's the one that really pissed off Torts, and that's what got him kicked
is
out.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, and all it was is Wes McCauley was sticking up for his other lineman, a young lineman. He said he was getting yelled at, and that's why he's like, all right, you got to go, Torts. And that's unacceptable.
And then that's when Torts went Wolf of Wall Street and goes, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. Hold on. You mean this? Hold on. I thought I had it here. Well, I did have it. I guess I didn't have
you
it.
You had one fucking job, Jesse.
He was hiding one job.
Hold on. I cannot have that in here. I fucking got it.
I sent it to you last night.
No, I went and got it. Like, I actually went and got it.
Like, I bought it.
Does that say Coca-Cola spiced?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
What is it spiced with?
Is it cinnamon?
I'll find out.
Oh, no, he doesn't have it yet.
Spice Girls movie.
Your face.
Oh my god. No, Wade had the same face with us drinking Schlitz yesterday.
My wife's right, except for hers was zero sugar. It tastes like I just bit into a candle.
Zero sugar one?
Zero sugar, like, yeah.
Oh, it tastes like what?
I just took a bite out of a fucking candle.
Oh god.
Oh.
It does say raspberry spice Coke.
Thankfully.
Raspberry spice, huh?
Yeah.
I like raspberry.
That's
so spicy.
Something I might be into.
I like raspberry, but I don't know if I'd want to go. He says it's like a candle.
Tastes like a candle.
Yeah. How do you know about that, eh?
I don't know.
Salisbury's taste like Salisbury's.
Maybe a time or two we ate a Yankee or two.
Huh? Oh, you were fancy.
He's uploading.
What was it? I had a Sprite Tropical one the other day. It was an orange label on it. Cool.
I've been drinking them Celsius's.
I can't.
Love them.
Katie.
And the other ones?
There's one Celsius that I will drink.
Rain. That's another one. The rain ones.
It was, I don't remember which one she had, but it tasted like a orange creamsicle.
Take it so far. Oh, here we go.
It was so damn good.
I should be in here. Oh, here we go. We got the thing right here.
For him on the power play because he's a 50 goal scorer.
Bench minor on sportsmanlike penalty and a game misconduct.
Wow. So now they've given Torts a bench minor and another misconduct on top of that.
I think he said game misconduct. Yeah, that's insult to injury. By the way, we got a goalie change, too. He's just trying to change the temperature here. I thought I heard the referee say game misconduct, but maybe I was wrong. Yeah, no, he is. He's mentioning. Wes McCauley, I think, just mentioned the motion to Tortorella. Hey, you, go. He's going, no, he's, look, I'm not leaving. Going. Well, you're not going to win that one.
This is unbelievable. McCauley is saying, you got to go.
I'm not.
This is unbelievable. He's got over 700 wins, and he says, you're going to have to carry me off this bench.
Well, it's certainly not unusual for coaches to get involved when their team is just floundering on the ice.
And look at all the guys. Oh, they played for Torts back in 04. Oh, they know all about this.
But in 04, he wouldn't have been tossed out of the game for this. I mean, this kind of stuff went on a lot more for the boys back in 04. I mean, it was crazy hard. It was violent a lot of times then. And he's still refusing to absolutely go. This is incredible.
I have never.
What do they do?
How long have you been around this game? Have you ever seen a standoff like this? And finally, nope. there he goes.
Yeah, well, that's our coach. I'm into that. My thing is, do you think some of the players are kind of like, yeah, like, what the fuck's he doing? Do you think they're good with it?
I think they are. I think with that, and it's like Dan Hilferty said.
Yeah, that was a good statement too.
Hilferty said, collectively, he had our back throughout that whole thing last night. So regardless of whatever fine the NHL dishes out to Tortorella, he said, we're going to pay it.
You think something's coming?
I think he probably will get a game suspension.
You think so?
I think he will.
How do you suspend a coach? It's fucking outrageous.
That's why you have assistant coaches.
Yeah, but...
So
I feel like that's for a sick day. Like, that's for an emergency. I've never heard of.
But didn't Roger Nielsen get like three games when he tomahawked all those sticks onto the ice and everything?
Well, yeah.
That's kind of, you're throwing projectiles at that point.
Yeah, that's weapons.
Well, Peter Laviolette never got suspended or anything when he jumped up on the boards and tried to fight the cocksucker for Pittsburgh. He tried to go over the bench after him.
Oh, right. What was that? Islanders?
No, it was against Pittsburgh.
Was it?
Damn.
Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh, yeah. Might have been Dan.
Yeah, they were pushing. glass and shit. Yeah, they were pushing the glass and all that.
And then he tried to climb over it. They never suspended him for that.
Didn't Tortorella go down? Who was it? The Flames?
Vancouver versus the Flames.
Yeah, the Flames. He went to the locker room.
Then McGrath grabbed him. Was like, bro, chill out.
He did get suspended for that.
Did he?
I believe he got a game for that.
I could see that. If you're going into the away team's locker room, you're trying to start shit.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is I think there's –
I don't think so either, especially how bad the calling was, stuff like that. It's a wash.
Then that's repercussions on the referees, not on the coach.
Well,
we can go back into that conversation, but I feel like we're beating the dead horse that, just like the Sanheim
thing. Because nothing's going to happen. Yeah, no. It's not going to happen.
And Wes McCauley's a senior official.
Well, that fuck him. Yeah. Now fuck him. So
yeah,
he's.
Yeah.
I mean, is he gonna? Is he gonna come into Philly and be a referee?
Who, McCauley? Yeah. I guarantee he's gonna be doing.
You think he'll come in?
I guarantee he'll be doing more games.
I think he turns that down. He's gonna get it. He's gonna get it.
He's definitely gonna get it.
He's gonna get it.
He's gonna hear it and probably feel something too.
I liked him too because he's always the guy that does all like the animated shit.
2 minute away for fighting.
He's not doing it after that.
Yeah. Nah.
But this was a great example of this was another time. Of course, there's some stragglers that were saying, you know, like my buddy Zach just came up there and said that L was really nasty last night. I don't think that was the Flyers' fault. I mean, how much can you fight and fight and fight, dude? Yeah. It was a second period, a first period was 4-0.
Yeah.
And then they made a goalie change, and then Sandstrom got lit up. Like, dude, this is just a loss. You got to take it with a loss and roll. Keep rolling.
Take it
like,
on the chin and they keep play Tuesday.
Humble shot, and let's go.
I think they play Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, also, you figure, too, like, you know Tampa was hurting, especially losing twice against us. And, like, and you know Vasilevskiy, like, letting up two soft goals, even though they were still good goals.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, he was going to come back hard.
They were butt hurt.
Definitely. And also remember, too, last night was their 20-year anniversary of their Stanley Cup. So, you know, the fans and everybody there were hyped up. So, you know, for a fact,
they got Duclair and they got
Duclair and Dumba.
They got Dumba, too. I mean, and another thing that I said on a couple things, and I can't believe everyone's agreeing that, like, the refs fucked this up. Like, this is what it is. This wasn't the game to start the new guys. Like,
this was not the game to do that. No. Five defensemen.
It's just, I mean, I know you want to get them in there. I get it because they did the same thing, but these are definitely two different players against two different players here. You got Duclair and Dumba. I'm not a big Dumba fan.
How about the Dumba Cutes fight, eh?
I was going to get it, but we talked about it last night. I was like, am I going to pull this one?
Well, I was saying, it's been like, what, six plus years since Cutes' last fault, stuff like that. But I get it. Like, he was frustrated. Like, he's trying to put a little spark in our team. Same thing with Delorier when he did it too. Like, I get it. But at the same time, like,
I hate Austin Watson. Let's just get that out of the way.
I never liked him, especially Nashville.
Sucks.
My thing is it's Delorier did it to start the game. Coots did that out of frustration.
That's okay. It means he gives a fuck. Yeah. I'd rather have that than a guy that doesn't give a fuck.
Say, Delorier did it after three goals.
Trust you're gonna see, dude. My moron of the week. This guy, bro.
I don't know about this guy until you told me about this. Thank God there's a reason why I don't. Like,
that makes me feel better that you don't know who he is. Because I'm telling you, right, he was on the radio and then he finally got kicked off the radio. And then now he's just making these clips with the backdrop.
Dude,
and
I was laughing the whole time. I watched a couple of them.
Wade, do you know about this one?
Wade sat next to him in the press box.
We go golfing.
We usually get sat next to me. Old City gets sat next every fucking time. And the first time that I was one of the couple, the first year, and it's just as annoying. I'm just like, bro.
No, his voice is piercing, yes.
It's fucking horrible. If you go on there and look at.
I know who you're talking about.
If you go on and you'll see me and you'll see Old City. Chime in. It's just like, dude, you need to fucking stop. Like,
simmer down.
And then it's the only reason that we say anything is because other people are like, dude, you are a fucking travesty. Like, fucking stop doing what you're doing. But
it's probably reason why he has his followers because of that.
Yeah, because let's get into. You know what? Let's
just do it.
I'm getting fucking revved up here.
We got a lot to still talk about.
Yeah, let's get into this here. Walker and a fifth. We lost the game, so we don't need to talk about that anymore.
Move on.
Walker and a fifth round in the 26th draft to Colorado for a first, and Ryan Johansson. And then Ryan Johansson got put on waivers right away. He reported to Lehigh, yeah?
Yeah, he reported to Lehigh, but they told him, Danny told him to stay put because they don't want him to play in Lehigh. They tried to move him. They couldn't move him. They tried retaining 50% of his cap on top of already half off already. So no one wanted him. Yeah.
So now he will report.
Danny said he'll probably give him a couple games. That's about it.
Yeah. So what's the deal? Is he going to come up or
not for a while?
No. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna have to work out with the team.
Wow. He'll probably come out during the playoffs when the cap doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a good. He said he'll probably come up in the Vegas playoffs when the cap, but doesn't matter.
Vegas.
Don't even start.
Did you see Ryan Whitney?
Dude, don't even start that.
He fucking lost it.
Dude, they gotta change the CBA. Like honestly, like
there's fucking scumbags.
Tampa did it. Vegas done it 2 years.
Vegas
now.
Is really doing it though.
They've been doing it the last 2 years. The last
2-3 years.
And they even Stone said like he's going to be out. Like he's going to be out for most of the season. Fucking so crazy. He's going to be taking himself out, getting ready for the playoffs because I forget what injury he has. Like he's
gonna it's
for
his back or some shit or yeah. It's either his back or his knee.
Well,
that's one of those two.
We're gonna go back to the Ryan Johansson thing.
Yep, that's worse than one.
He reported. He came to Philadelphia, yada, yada, did everything that he was supposed to do.
Now watch your cord, though. You don't get caught like I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got fucking choked out on my fucking mic.
Now he's saying he has an ailment. He has an injury.
Who, Johansson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he can't be bought out.
So he can't be bought out and he can't be waived.
Yeah. Because technically, if you buy out a contract, you lose about a quarter of your salary, not the whole thing.
So I don't know if he's like fully full of shit or just halfway, but I don't see it because he was playing when he was in Colorado.
Yeah, he was. They said he was
doing. But now he's saying he's got some kind of.
Time will tell. We'll see what happens as the week goes on.
But that's that's creating a little turmoil now.
Yeah.
Is you can't waive him. You can't buy him out if he's hurt.
So leave him in limbo.
Yeah. Right. Let him simmer.
I don't care.
No pun intended.
All right. So he's a new Ryan Ellis then.
I don't know. No one is a new Ryan. That guy is a fucking mess.
As soon as playoffs starts, he'll be back on the bench. I'm telling you.
Yes, he will. everyone's good with this. Danny B did get a first round for a first for Walker, like he wanted to. I mean,
it was hard for a first round too, and they like Getzel trade. He didn't get a first round for it.
That was the fucking.
Yeah, they just traded the kitchen sink and the whole.
Dude, all for B and B plus like prospects. Nothing. Like, yeah, I'm like, I loved it too. I was like, fucking Pittsburgh, I love it. Their ship's starting to go down.
Dude, Dubas is gonna be fucking gone.
Do you
like fast?
Oh yeah,
they're already talking about like, dude, you may not even make it the fucking offseason. Yeah,
between the Carlson trade, giving away so much for that, when you don't need a player like that, you had Letang when you could have used those assets for something else. Yep. Yeah.
Do you think this Walker trade came with a handshake of we'll bring
get him back?
Nah. Not before you.
Not because, yeah.
I also like that they traded him to a contending team that he has a chance to win a cup now.
We're gentlemen. No one else is.
The guy, I mean, they did that with Chemo.
Yeah.
You know, they traded him to the Blackhawks for a used water bottle.
Yeah.
But
technically, we got a second round draft pick and a third round. Technically, that second's turned into TK.
But what I'm saying so though is,
they get a good draft.
They traded him to a respectable team.
Yep.
Even though he spent only half a year here, he was a definite fan favorite.
Big fan teaming.
Love teaming.
Yep.
Oh, I was referring to Walker too.
Oh, he's all right.
For a guy that was basically just packaged in.
That's one thing I did notice from last night. Like, I did miss Walker's breakout ability. We were having a little bit of problem with that in the first. That's one thing I definitely did notice without Walker in the lineup. It's like,
well, you also had two new guys only on one. A line together.
Probably haven't practiced.
Only Tardy. Green Jennings was in between Phantoms and the Flyers game. That's why I got stuck.
It's just
big fan of him.
Dude, he's a fucking train.
Big fan of him.
Jennings can hit.
But the thing is, I'm worried about him is with his age, stuff like that. If he doesn't make the NHL
next
year,
he'll be
back to Sweden.
Yeah, he's going
to
leave.
Well, he already said.
I thought it was. Yeah, I think it was said that he was going
to
leave.
He announced the end of the season. He will not return to the AHL.
Hey, what? He's going to make a killing, though.
So. Oh yeah.
But everybody's Wade. You're good with this this trade too. Yeah. But besides the whole Ryan Johansson fucking debacle, we'll figure that out at some point.
Well, no, that's good. Because the time that we do bring him up. He does have skill. Yep. It's just not for the price tag that comes with him.
No. I saw some shit. Bags, you know. I'm no longer struggling. I just look like I was hit with the Miller Lite truck. Just over my face.
The pounder truck.
Just, I'm still going with it, dude. I'm like getting off that truck. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm shocked, and I think everybody else is shocked. Not here, but everyone else is shocked that you know, he did get a first for Walker because no one thought he could do it. It did happen. It does have some, you know, stipulations, but of course it's going to.
It's a conditional.
Right. Yeah. But on to I'm a big fan of this one. Sealer re-signs 4 years, 2.7 mil. I'm a big fan of that. I'm definitely getting the fucking jersey now.
Money.
That means I can get the jersey, and regardless, he's still here.
He has a no trade clause?
He does. I did see that.
I didn't look.
He has a clause. So
you figure, especially for his age, he would definitely put that in his clause for his age.
DeLaurier has one as well.
He did say, you know,
he was going to retire.
He was battling with retirement and this and that and the other. And he said that, you know, after Fletcher left, he felt this place was more of home to him. He enjoyed being here. He wanted to stay here. He wants to finish here. Well, I guess that's going to be a reality now.
He's going to end as a Flyer, and it's great. I love that. That means he's completely committed. He is a 100% Flyer, and that's fucking great. And
puts everything on the ice every shift.
Which is going to piss you off. I bring up one of these.
He pointed to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to
piss everybody off when I bring up the moron of the week. I have two videos and it's the same guy.
But why is it going to piss me
off? You'll see. But you'll see. Trust me.
I mean, I was going to say my moron was our boy Leo.
Nah, it's worse than him. Leo's cool. Compared to this guy.
What?
I would love to drop kick this fucking dude. Like off a building.
Do you remember what he said last night on Flyers Nation?
No.
Talking about, we need goal scorers like Tarasenko.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Wait, he did have two goals for Florida. I saw that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a goal scorer anymore, though. He's like a playmaker at this point.
Still scoring. You got two last night.
Well, yeah. Everybody forgets that we're scoring too. We're having some trouble right now.
Just not last night, unfortunately.
Yeah, we took the night off. I was gonna say, called in sick.
They were playing at the strip clubs last night.
They were hungover, dude. It had to be. Like, let's get ripped.
We're in Tampa. We right, expect let's partying go. The night let's before.
Go walk outside and get ripped at the hotel outside with the shorts on. Get out of here, dude. No shirt off. Get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm doing. I'm ripping it.
Nah, I'm good.
No?
No.
No? You're going to see some shit this summer. You fucking wait. Everyone's cool with him resigning, though, yeah? Anyone got any comments on that? Wade's dad chimes in. I suck. Don't know what they need to do. He wasn't happy. I commented on one of his things. And was like, we're just not going to talk about this today.
Wade's dad.
I commented on Facebook. I was like, let's not talk about this. But yeah, Sealer does that. All good. Let's move on. Addon and Jennings, you know, called up. I made this obviously when they got called up. I thought they both played well. They were throwing their first game. They played good together because they do play together. They were playing together in Lehigh.
Yeah, they only played a couple of times together in Lehigh, but yeah,
they were throwing the body around.
Addon, I like him. He wasn't getting too hesitant with the puck to make the passing like he was previously, like 2 years ago when he first got called up from college, stuff like that. I did like that. And honestly, too, I'm happy, too, after taking two back-to-back penalties, he didn't let that shit get to him, and he kept still playing this game. And we need that for a right-handed shot.
Yeah, got a comment up there, buddy. Big Kurt.
On our hockey team.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I like their play. Anyone else, anything else on these two? It was they're playing. So I'm mad that Jennings has been sent back down.
Mm-hmm.
That's whatever. I mean, that sucks, but.
I still have a bitter taste in my mouth with Attard being up here.
He just will not call him by his name.
Because of the Yandle thing.
The Yandle thing?
Because he had nothing to do with it. But the team decided to let's bring him up and bench Yandle and break his Iron Man streak.
My fucking boy. You're gonna make me emotional here, knock it off.
He looked over at the Yandle jersey and just
my boy. We'll meet one day. Yeah, I know. I forgot about
and
that.
Ginning, and Ginning, the little bit I saw of Ginning and He bangs the body as much as that I actually got to see. That's my buddy.
Friends with him. Oh, that he lived next to Wade.
We try to get him on our team.
Allison?
Yeah.
Tell you, Wade Allison on your team?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that might be a probability.
What?
You didn't put that in there, did you?
No, I did. I just want to get to them. So this guy keeps popping up on my fucking news feed. It's pissing me off. Anyway, yeah, they did trade Allison. We're gonna be getting to that in a second. Let's get into Flyers acquired 2024 fifth round from Vegas and traded Mikhail Vorobyev to the Flames for and retained 25% salary of Hanifin's cap of $1,237,500. Yeah, I just want to clarify that there were people running around saying that they did 50%. Mm-hmm. And this is where I got attacked by some guy from New Jersey because I called someone a dork and told them I corrected him. Was like, this is actually what it is. Get your facts right, dork. And the guy comes back and goes, imagine trying to promote your podcast and then being an absolute dickhead. And I was like, how am I being a dickhead when I was telling this guy to just be accurate? I said, if I offended you or triggered you by calling him a dork, I said, you might want to seek mental help. And he was just like, I said, oh, what's coming next? Oh, your podcast sucks. He goes, well, I hope no one watches it. And I was like, yeah, so do I. Like, I fucking hope no one watches it, you fucking weirdo.
That's about as bad as the guy.
I hate everyone.
I think it was Flyers Nation. Guy made a comment, something along the lines of, oh, this is all Couturier's fault.
That
we traded Walker. And I said to him, I said, which Tide Pod are you eating?
Yeah, it made no sense.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's always the captain's fault that we made these trades. I'm like,
even if he was trying to be like a smart ass, that was just a dumb fucking thing to say. Like, yeah, it didn't make sense.
Like, I literally looked at this and I was like, I lost IQ points reading this idiot.
Some
people just like doing that shit.
It's just groups.
Starting to argue with people. Like, get a fucking hobby, a real hobby.
I'll tell you, I used to like doing that, but now it's just like, it's like, yo guys, like, you know, we know your fucking address. We're like,
well, see, okay. I got bumped from the other group because I said, which one of you idiots thinks that this is a great trade? And he was like, or this is a bad trade. And the guy was like, this is a terrible trade, yada yada yada. And I was like, all you freaking crayon eating Mongols in this group. Out. And boom.
That was a popular thing. So it was liked like 30 something.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Greg Montour.
Yeah, I'm calming down on it a little bit because it's getting me revved up. I'm okay with this. I think it's kind of a why not?
It's a cat bite.
They got involved in it. Yeah, they got involved in it. I don't think it's a negative thing. You got a fifth round in this year's draft.
I would like to have a fan. Like, honestly, he's a great defenseman. But yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't going to come here, though.
Not a chance. That's like, what's his name in the offseason was, you know, they were rumored about picking him up from St. Louis. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, not a chance.
Yeah.
Torrey Krug.
Oh, I'm happy he didn't come here. Yeah.
He's a fucking nightmare, too. Did you see that Olmark was almost in LA and then he said no because he didn't want to go to, he didn't want to live in LA?
I don't blame him.
Me neither.
Would you?
Fuck yeah, it was supposed to be for like, I think it was Pierre-Luc Dubois. It was going to be him.
For Pierre-Luc Dubois?
That guy's a dummy.
He's the worst.
I know Rob Blake's over in Dublin. He's tried to trade him during the trade deadline. And
maybe you shouldn't have signed him with a stupid-ass contract in the offseason.
Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
Never been crazy, like, crazy money for nothing. Why the
fuck did he get much money out?
That's what I'm saying. They signed him to a stupid contract in the offseason.
What do you got? What do you got, Wade? Hold on a second. You said something. I just couldn't hear what you said.
No, I was saying it's a stupid trade. He's all because he got paid that high is because he was a third round or second round draft pick.
Is he good?
Pierre-Luc Dubois?
Yeah. Like, is he good?
He's good. He's good in the video games. That's about it.
Bouncing back video games.
He keeps getting bounced between teams, but yeah, just hasn't developed.
I mean, he had a decent year for Winnipeg last year, but I mean, it wasn't anything crazy. I think he finished with like 40 or 45 points or something.
But for $8 million, you're not
$8 million. It's about as
hard to hear his fucking name every year, to be honest with you. I can't keep up with the dude. Last time I heard, he was in Columbus. Where's he at now?
He started in Columbus.
Third overall, and then I got traded to Winnipeg, and then now in LA.
All at the, 35 years old now?
I forget what he is. He's like 28, 29.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Highly overpaid then.
Flyers acquired defenseman Eric Johnson from Buffalo in exchange for Flyers' fourth round selection in 2024 NHL draft. I just don't give a shit about any of this. Like, this is like, okay.
Big body defense.
I don't know anything about him. My thing is, I do agree with some of the people on social media when they're like, okay, well, from Buffalo? Like, what's the deal? Like,
here's where I think this comes into play. He's a big body defenseman mm-hmm. that hits.
Okay.
Which is where I think there might be something going along more along the lines of there's a problem with Risto more than what they're saying. Because now we needed a big body defenseman that can hit. And this kid can hit.
He's not a really hitter anymore.
Well, he can still hit.
Yeah, I think mainly they got him just for like the young guys. Like literally, like he's been a playoff presence. He's won a Stanley Cup. Like you learn from somebody like that. Former first overall draft pick. Just good. It's just good locker room. And that was another thing too. I heard about Johansson. He was a horrible locker room guy in Colorado. Yeah,
that's probably why they're fucking. Limbo in his ass.
But no, yeah, I've heard he's from multiple people that he was a cancer in that locker room.
Well, then they just don't plan on even putting him in it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Breer said he's like, I'll probably play him a couple times just to help him for next year if he wants to get another team. But he's not in the big picture with us because technically he's on contract for another year with us.
Well, he'll get eaten the fuck alive. That locker room's so fucking tight, dude. Yeah. Torts will be all over his shit. So.
Yeah, that's why
Lappi, you'll just throw him right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he's even around next year, he may not be around next year.
I'm talking just this year.
Yeah.
That's an open for debate next year.
I'll throw this giant hypothetical out there.
Yeah.
What if the Flyers did this to plan on a off-season trade for Bo Byram?
I don't want Bo Byram. I did
because just Danny B wanted to trade for him earlier in the season.
It's a very good hypothetical situation.
Byram just where did Byram? He just got traded.
Buffalo.
He's in Buffalo.
He went from Colorado now to Buffalo, and since we did this little kind of favor for Buffalo,
so you think this was in good faith for future endeavor?
Hypothetically, yes.
Some handshakes?
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Allegedly handshakes?
Because I think the Flyers might have two first-round draft picks this year.
Flyers have two first-round and two second-round this year, I think.
For the next two years.
Yeah. So I could see one of the first rounds and probably one of the second rounds.
This year's draft's not as good compared to next year. That's why Danny wanted a 2025 first-round heavy this year.
For draft picks the next 2 years.
That's why I honestly think we're going to probably package some of those draft picks and probably get a player that's actually like an actual roster player now. I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't get me fired up.
See how well,
who the fuck are we going to get?
We see how well that has gone in the last couple of years.
Huh? He's on Ottawa. We were talking to him about trading for
him. I wouldn't want him.
Oh, I thought he was going to. I thought he was talking about Shane Pinto.
Oh, no.
I'm like, the dude slammed his stick last night and almost ate shit on the board.
That was great.
Can't even. Break
I thought
your
he was saying
properly.
Giroux. I was going to turn this off right now.
Oh, are you kidding me? You would be so far gone.
I was going to turn this off.
End the podcast.
I don't know. I think Chychrun and Byram are in the same position with me right now. They're not doing enough for me to want them.
I could see Byram over Chychrun.
I would
say Byram can put up points. The problem with Byram is being healthy.
Yeah, dude's hurt all the time. I get him. I had him for 2 years straight in fantasy. He's hurt for half the fucking season every year.
I'm no good.
Huh?
I'm no good.
No, fucking not good. All right, let's move on to our last one. Flyers acquire Dennis Garanov. Is that what this is? Garanov? Garanov? Okay. Well, Dennis. Okay. From Nashville in exchange for forward Wade Allison.
Go ahead. Both of you guys. Same time.
We were
is it fucking Milwaukee?
Yeah. He went down to Nashville. Jesse was talking with him last night. He went down, was ready to play with Nashville, and they went, you're going to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is playing in Chicago. So, you know, he had the chance to play in the NHL down there, and now all of a sudden he's getting back sent down to the
end. The conversation I was having with him was like, dude, that's a fun city, Nashville. Yeah. And he's like, I quote, dude, I'm in Milwaukee. I was like, well, the Admirals are in first place. So you're in a good place to start off. I mean,
They were on the 18-game win streak.
Yeah, you're in a good place, but you couldn't pay me to go to Milwaukee for anything, really.
I
guess
the whole thing was he's getting traded to Nashville. He's got a chance to come back to the NHL.
Well, he's got to prove it.
But that's also we were all talking about how, like, this is, you know, this is a good chance for him to get playing time. And then it was just, I get it. I get what you're saying, though.
Because they're a bubble team, too.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is I was looking at...
I think he'd be good on Nashville, to be honest with you.
I like it, too. Especially,
I think he'd look good in the jersey.
I was looking at Milwaukee's roster. Dude, they have three guys on that team that used to play for the Phantoms.
Who?
Cal O'Reilly.
Yeah. He used to be their captain. At one point,
37 years old.
Yeah, he never made it up.
Yeah, and his older brother is on the main team, Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah,
gonna say hi.
Related. What's up, dude? What's up, buddy? What's up, bud?
Can't do that. I can't do that because this camera.
Whoa. I was down here, but they would just destroy fucking everything. Kenzie would come riding on Ben and just destroy the whole fucking house. This sucks, but it is what it is. Hopefully, I mean, at some point he'll get to where he needs to go. He's a good fucking player.
But I like the guy that we got, too. Like, he killed it. Like, remember in bubble hockey, was it 2020 or whatever? He was one of the top players for Dallas
in the playoffs. Garanov?
Mm-hmm. He's a fast, speedy guy, and he can shoot. I think he's been very inconsistent.
The next game that they have, and we'll get into it because we have... Where the hell is it? Gritty look ahead. Let's just get into that. Right. So, Gritty look ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky, and any orders over $50 get you free shipping. So we're going to talk about that. This is the game that they should have started these guys with. It's against San Jose on Tuesday. I believe it's Tuesday.
I think Tuesday.
Yeah, so we have that. Then we have the Maple Leafs on Thursday. We'll see about that. And then we have the Bruins on Saturday.
Dude, our schedule the rest of the year is not good. We have like two out of the playoff teams. The rest are all playoff teams.
The rest of this month, yeah. Bruins, Leafs, Canes, Bruins, Panthers, Rangers, Habs, Blackhawks. That's the rest of March.
And the thing is, Islanders.
So we're playing two teams that are out of the playoffs the rest of this month.
That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah.
And like San Jose and the Blackhawks don't stand a chance. Everybody else is wild card or top of the conference.
Yeah, and we're 4 points ahead of the Islanders that are behind us, but they have three games ahead on us.
And Tampa is now tied at 74 points with us in the third.
Well, they're different.
I understand that. That's a wild card, though.
But no, we're not in a wild card. We're in the third of the Metro. They're in the Atlantic.
I get that. But it's not good.
Yeah.
Last night would have been a great nail in the coffin to end this. And I don't think we play Tampa again this year.
No, we only play them three times this year.
Yeah, that would have been a great way to end the series with Tampa. It really would have been. I'd have been. I would have been real giddy.
Let me take a gander here.
It's only three games against them this year.
So April's looking pretty okay though. Islanders.
How far ahead?
I'm looking right now. Islanders, Sabres, Blue Jackets, Habs, Rangers, Devils, Caps. 16th is the last game of the regular season for Flyers.
Islanders are still that that team that I hate playing against.
I just hate watching.
They're right on our ass. Yeah,
I fucking hate watching it.
But that's especially what I'm saying. I absolutely, and you know, he's turned that team around.
Yeah, but he might not be coaching anymore.
I'm surprised they didn't make any trades. There were one or two teams that didn't make a trade at all. Them and LA Kings. They did not make a trade in the trade deadline. Really surprised, especially for a team that's right on the bubble trying to make the playoffs. I would figure they were trying to make a trade.
So they've been improving, so they didn't mess with
improving. It's not broken. That team hasn't done
it's
shit.
Broken.
That team hasn't done shit in so long.
But what I'm saying though is they've had quite a bit of improvement since Waz came in.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna be their coach next year.
Oh, probably
he's gonna be he's gonna go up to upper management. They're already talking about that.
We're gonna make him a GM.
Yeah, he's gonna something up there. Yeah, we're gonna make him something.
We're gonna send him out, or he could go to Columbus.
That's what I think. Torch is gonna happen after his contract. He'll be an upper manager.
I think so. Makes sense.
That's what I'm hoping. The what's it called? The Carolina Hurricanes lose. Rod the Bod gets fired by them because losing the fifth year straight.
He might as well just start packing back his shit.
It's come, like I said, to be coach for the Flyers. Right when we're like when we have Mitch Goff over here, let's go.
Woo woo woo! Not talk about that. Let's not say that M word. I hope so. I will tell you this though. I think
Kucherov last night literally he looks just like Mitch Goff.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I
watched a lot of video on the kid.
I still think Coleslaw is not going to play in the NHL. Anyway, let's.
Can't wait to get $100.
Yeah,
but I'm going to have two frames in my office. One for Corey.
You shut the hell up.
One for Jesse's.
Who's going to play the next 3 years to beat that rank?
Hey, he's only need 52 goals.
And how many goals does he have this year?
20 some. And he's still got 2 years left on his contract.
I don't win anything. I'm going to lose. Are you serious? Let's go on to weekly picks. All right. Weekly picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the app. Use promo code Ulti Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. Don't be an idiot. Get a couple emails. Rock that bad boy and hook us up. Get this thing above my head where you guys can't see it, but it's fucking shit. Stop. Go away. I don't know what's happening. All right. So what are the games you guys think are going to be the ones to watch for this week? San Jose, Leafs, Boston. Corey, what do you think?
I hate being stereotypical, but I think Boston's going to be a good one. I hate Marchand.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Is that home or away?
Should be away.
It's away. Fuck. Yeah, it's away. Toronto. Tuesday and Thursday are both home, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Toronto, though.
Kurt, what you got?
I'll go Boston. Get to see my buddy Shattenkirk play. But hopefully they lose. And also, I forgot JVR, too.
Okay.
I forgot he's on Boston now.
Yeah. So did Boston. He's all right.
I hate you.
Wade, what do you got? What's the game to watch?
Probably Boston. I think it's going to be less of the shit show of the week. And I would love to see Nick Deloria would blow up JVR. I would love to see that.
My God.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Let's see Deloria blow up JVR.
That'd be funny.
I'm going San Jose. I think San Jose is going to be the one because it's going to be they're either going to win or they're going to. I mean, they beat the fuck out of us.
Who's in net?
I don't. What? Who's in net for us? Person. I don't care. You can't. You got to win these games now. I don't give a shit. Sandstrom's on his own.
What are we down to? 17 games? 18 games?
Not that many.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Like
there's 17. 10 more this month.
Should be 17.
I guess what I said, 17, 18 games.
17.
Boom. I'm good with numbers.
So I'm 17 games left. That means Sandstrom will probably play 4.
Yeah, the back-to-back ones. Yeah. I think he'll be thrown in one of the Hawks or the San Jose just to see.
Yep.
You know, back to back, we have against Boston at 1 o'clock, and then we have
I hate these afternoon games.
Panthers at 6 the next day.
Oh,
fucked up, dude.
Oh no.
That's the only one. That's the only one this month. But yeah, so let's move on to the. Let's get into.
Who'd you rather have as a backup, Sandstrom or Pettersson?
For the Sandstrom.
Sandstrom. I can't get to the point to even give Pettersson or Peterson, whatever the fuck his name is.
Hell no, yeah.
I can't give him any kind of positive talk whatsoever.
Sandstrom wasn't that bad last night, honestly. Like, yeah, he let a couple goals in, but he actually made a couple good saves too for only having 5D.
The game was just there was a
shit show.
Goodbye.
Show.
Goodbye. Yeah, get that thing out of here.
What are you talking about? What game?
Yeah, I'm not talking about that game. Let's get more on of the week.
Hey. Wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
You want to hear the most annoying voice in the world? Here it is.
Scott Laughton isn't very good. He's not bad. He's not atrocious. But you told me you were gearing up to build sustained success and you were going to try to find ways to rebuild this. Well, getting rid of Scott Laughton pushes you forward into that. It helps you more trading Scott Laughton than it does keeping Scott Laughton, even with this current contract and all. Now, he's not as bad as he played earlier in the season where he was actually hurting the team. I don't think he hurts the team. I don't think he makes the team insane either. I think he's fine. But if you're rebuilding, as you say you are, and you have a fine player, well, you move that player. So I'm sort of in a weird space here because my personal view is I want to go win a cup. I want to go compete. But I don't believe that the organization stayed on path. And it's year one of this. This is the first time. We're already moving the needle. We're already moving the goalposts and already getting away from what you – and you were so adamant about it. You were so loud about it. You were so intense about it. I don't care about the standings. I don't care where we are. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. Well, clearly you do because you went out and got an Eric Johnson.
What the fuck? Jesse, do me a favor. Just edit.
Which one do you want?
What the fuck?
Which one do you want?
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up!
Ugh. Greg Montour says, keep Laughton, trade that guy. Ugh. We're not done. Which
I know you're not a fan of giving him an extension. You bring up that this is a rebuild. I don't know what you're realistically going to get for Nick Seeler.
Third round
pick. He's just kind of a guy, but you didn't pay him so much money to where the Flyers are going to be screwed. And also, isn't this rebuild supposed to be a process? And over time, you can't just not have any players in your hockey team. That's how you create a losing culture. So getting a guy extended who does all the little things, who fans love and who players love, is a smart move, no matter how you look at it.
So the reason why I don't like it is because it is a very replaceable spot. You need to be able to get as much as you possibly can. You said it yourself, right? Nick Seeler's just a guy. Right. So if Nick Seeler's just a guy, and if you could squeeze a third-round pick for, I'm just saying, if that's a price you can get for just a guy, a third-round pick for just a guy? Oh, my God, yeah.
About a fucking
guy?
See? Crayon eaters of the world. Pay attention. That is your leader.
He's credentialed. He's in the press box, dude. He's on the radio. He's on the fucking radio, dude. Like, that is fucking sad. And I did make the story of Old City on the Instagram. Like, this is what's wrong with the fucking radio right now. Like, this fucking... the greatest show ever, whatever the fuck that is on 97.5. He was on it.
He was, wow.
This Chooch is on the radio?
He was on the radio, yeah. That guy is a fucking disaster. Like, the faces, like the, and his gimmick is that he does the faces, but he screams a lot, dude. Like, all he does. So, but if you go onto his social media, all that shit that he just said right there, on his fucking social media, he's saying the Flyers are polishing the cup this year. After all this bullshit,
he's just a guy.
He's fucking crazy, dude.
He's fucking bipolar,
and he sucks.
That's what he is.
I'm not saying we're the best or I'm the best or anyone's, but that guy fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. I've been holding it back for a little bit. Like, I've been just watching him, been like, buddy. Like, but the thing is it's not just me saying you need to chill. Everybody is all over this guy. Like, they're just like, Nasty Knuckles had him on. Really? And I'm like, Settlemyer, you had him on. I said, so you can't say this, because we've talked about me going on Nasty Knuckles, and it makes no sense. It doesn't make sense for me going there. I'm a fucking podcaster. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They bring him on. I'm like, Derek, what the fuck is that? Like, what'd you bring him on for? This dude's fucking annoying as shit.
Plug for a plug.
Hey.
You know? I would love for Cote to just plug him right in his forehead.
Okay. You go in the group chat. You got to see what I put in.
Off the head of his DM and have him talk about Hathaway and Yandle.
Fucking kill this motherfucker. And that moron of the week was brought to you by Sterling Pig. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Also use their Pig on the Fly program. Only PA, Virginia, and DC. You can have their beer, selected beer, delivered right to your front porch. As long as you spend over $65, which is easy to do, and use promo code OCSN in all caps.
That guy just gave me a headache.
We'll go on to better people than that with Beauty of the Week. You can't give him too much credit. That's why I moved on. You just gotta,
yeah.
You gotta move on from that.
I'm happy. I've never heard of him, and I'm glad I haven't.
It's bad news. Beauty of the Week's brought to you by Old City. We already did all that. All right, Wade, three beauties of the week, or two, or one, whichever you want to do.
Tortorella.
All
right, Danny B for the deals that he did make.
Okay. You did four.
Yes.
Three torts, one Danny B. You might as well throw a Jonesy in there as well.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go. If you notice. I like Adderd, number three. I'm going to give that to Adderd. Number two is torts. I like Woody. You know, I like that whole the bench thing. We got like that. Number one's Dan Hilferty.
Damn it, you son of a bitch.
Gotcha. that whole thing of saying that, look, we're going to pay for him. We don't give a shit. That is what we've been looking for a long fucking time. And
Snyder hockey.
Everything that guy just said about, he basically said that we're not doing the right, making the right moves, and we're being attached to players. And that's fine. I said from the beginning, I didn't want to get rid of Lawton. I thought they were going to, because it made sense to get rid of Lawton, but I don't want to. And if you're being attached to players, that's okay. Lawton's done a lot for, you know, he does the pride stuff, which everybody doesn't get, they don't get along with, whatever, but he does shit for the community. He does all this stuff. You know, shut the fuck up. That guy doesn't know shit. I hate to get back on that guy, but it's just fucking,
you know, really grinds my gears.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy there, Peter Griffin.
Fuck up. But for him to come out and fucking say something like that, that's real deal shit. And I fucking appreciate that. So he's Dan Hilferty's going to be my number one. Yeah, you can go now.
Oh, he took mine. I got Hilferty, Torts, Briere, with obviously mentioned with Jonesy, because, you know, it's...
They did a good thing.
Yeah. I'd
give it a B. Can't give it an A. I mean,
no.
They don't have the capability to be A yet.
But so. I think it was, you know, like I said, it's nice to see this organization going back to the way that it was, you know. This is an organization that Mr. Snyder would be proud of. But we had a few years back ago. No.
Nah. No. Give me Chuck Fletcher. Worst.
I'm not mentioning his name. It's like Beetlejuice. You don't say it.
Yeah.
But this is an organization that has officially turned around that, you know, Mr. Snyder would be proud of.
Kurt, what do you got?
I'm going to go with number three. I'm going to go Cam York. I've been watching his game the last like six games now. I've been noticing a huge difference for him defensively wise, and he's not known for me defensively. He's more offensive defenseman. Number two, I'd probably say the rookie defenseman that played their game together. They played well, especially playing together, two rookies playing together. Not bad compared to playing with an actual like a veteran defenseman, stuff like that. Like, they actually held their own. Number one, definitely Danny B. Again, a first round in that trade deadline. Honestly, no one wanted to get rid of a first round draft pick. Dude, Dumbla won for a fifth round draft pick. Like, it's bad. So I'm happy at least get a first round ever. Yes, we took on a bad contract, but you got to do that sometimes. take on some assets to get some assets. Yeah.
I forgot a video game, my bad. My bad again. No, but yeah, it's good to see the culture come back. I mean, like I said, I don't think they have the ability to be like, we won an A. We deserved an A grade for the trade deadline. They could have done a lot of different shit, but I think they did all the right stuff. I mean, can't be that. I'm not upset
not
with
too much.
Yeah. The only thing that I am a little upset about is, you know, they buried Wade Allison, and I don't like that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But he was hurt a lot.
He got his chance in the NHL. You always get hurt.
Yeah.
That sucks. I like the kid too. I watched him in college hockey for Western Michigan. Great kid.
Yeah, I wanted to see him on the team full time, but here's what it is. They need a little bit of Wade Allison in Nashville for sure. And he's gonna love Nashville. I mean, who the fuck doesn't? So I would love to go to Nashville. Well, let's move on to dust up and call this fucking thing a day. All right, so Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off. Anything over $75 gets you free shipping.
Easy enough.
Very easy. Good stuff there. Yeah, we're going to get into this.
Oh, and that is a career high, and now we've got a scrap. We're expecting this one. This is Watson and Nick DeLaurier. Two heavyweights for sure at center ice. Watson's got the right free. DeLaurier answering back.
This is what these two do. And for Watson, back in...
It's a big dummy.
You big dummy.
He's a big dummy. But, yes, I mean, I was, like I said, I was going to put the fight in for... with Couturier, but it didn't. I get why it happened, and I appreciate it. I mean, he did more in that fight than Giroux did, you know, most of his career here, unless Crosby was on the ice. So I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about that, but that's what I think. But yeah, with that being said, we got a final thought. Anybody got anything? Anything good? Or we'll go with Kurt. It's been a while since Kurt's in here. You got any final thoughts for us?
I can't really think of anything. Just need to fucking fix that. I bet. Better would be if we had a power play, honestly. I wouldn't worry about skipping.
Honestly. Yeah. Well, that's not shit. I was skipping. Did you hear that? Yeah. I'm
fucking scratch on. Your CD over there.
Yeah. What'd you say now? Sorry.
I need to fix the power play because we ain't going to go far doing much if we don't fix that. I think that's really going to be our grade for us, really, or not making the playoffs if we don't get that shit fixed.
Do you think we're going to make the playoffs? I don't think so.
I still say, like I told you guys before, y'all like, oh yeah, we're making playoffs. I'm like, we're not making playoffs.
I don't know now.
We have a tough schedule. And they say they're all mostly in the Met. I'm saying everybody's fighting for last standings, and the Atlantic Division is more tougher than the Met, I think, right now. So I don't think any Met team's going to win a wild card spot.
Wade, you got anything?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's coming. Kurt.
Shut the fuck up, Kurt.
He said, shut the fuck up, Kurt.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting, you know, the usual.
Fuck Boston.
Yeah.
No, it's more of a shout out to my dad. This past week, he celebrated 20 years of sobriety.
Holy shit. Congratulations.
He's still there. Good job, buddy.
Very good, brother. Is his nickname Worm?
His nickname's Worm, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Big Worm?
Well, what they do, yeah. I remember when I was working with you guys, they said it was because he would just like jump down into the hole and just like worm his way through. Is that what it was?
From the stories I was told, is he was younger, ate a shitload of pancakes, and then gained a single ounce or pound, and they thought he had a tapeworm.
I hate people.
He's like a tapeworm. That's fucked.
I hate people that can do that.
Oh, he could clean out a fucking all you can eat buffet pretty fucking good and still keep going. He might sit back, do the burp and fart, and then
his dad's an eater.
Yeah.
That's all.
I do that, and I'm like, damn.
Goes all to my hips and my ass. Can't do it.
I've always been fat, but I like beer too.
Love beer.
Congratulations to Wade Sr. for that. One day I'll do that. One day. When I'm dead. We got a final thought.
Well, I can't. I was expecting Wade to, you know, say his normal one about Boston, but I'm not gonna steal his on this one. We do play the Rangers again, don't we?
Okay. Oh God. If I gotta hear this fucking kid's name one more fucking time,
it's
dude,
gonna happen.
I'm so fucking tired of it already,
it's
dude.
It's gonna happen, and I'm telling you right now, Delorier's gonna do it again with him. I guarantee it.
It would be cool to watch Sealer drop him.
Oh, if Sealer does that,
Sealer could do it. If anyone
does that, I'm doing cartwheels all the way up the pike.
Sealer's bigger than taller than Delorier, isn't he?
I don't think so. I think he's shorter
than Delorier. No, he's taller than Delorier.
Yeah.
I think 6'3", 6'4".
I think Sealer's taller, but I think they're roughly around same size.
I'm not gonna do it. I don't fucking care that much. I say he's shorter. Anyway, I'm so tired of hearing this fucking rempy kid's fucking name.
Same.
I think it's gonna happen.
No, you'd love it if he's a flyer.
I would love him if he was a flyer.
Yes.
I'll tell you a couple of reasons why I would not like him as a flyer. Fighting, yeah.
Stupidest face all the day.
He's got a dumb face. it's right. Hey, it's
got a punchable face.
The cards he was dealt. I hate the break.
What's dumber, his face or Sanheim?
Sanheim. That's
they both eat crayons.
Nah, dude. Sanheim's got that weird. That he kind of has the face. You ever seen Sin City? You know the yellow guy from Sin City? He looks. His
oh
face,
God, yeah.
His face looks like the yellow guy from Sin City.
Oh my God, City. Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh, shit, I see it. Yeah.
I would like him on the team for to be an enforcer, but everything else, the problems that he's having are they can't determine whether he's leaving his feet when he checks people because he's so fucking big.
He does jump. I've noticed.
Yeah, he comes off, but they can't. They can't determine whether it isn't because two objects hitting, you know, force, you know, creates, yeah, you know, resistance. And you
see if it's a charging.
Right. They yet. Can't. He's hurting people. I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm good with all that, but I would see him in the penalty box. You're going to see him in the penalty box more than he's going to get game time. And that's fine, but we don't need that right now.
Well, the refs are going to channel in on him and figure everything out. It's just a matter of time.
There's another Char. And I fucking hated Char. Looked like Chuck Norris uppercut at a giraffe. I just fucking hate him. Anyway, anything else? Anyone got anything else?
Your final thought.
My final thought is always, I'm not gonna do it. I'm ready for a charcoal pit. So, with that being said, make sure you guys go and do all the stuff that's scrolling at the bottom here on the podcast. And go to Facebook/Flyers Alley on Twitter, Flyers Alley Pod 1, and Instagram @Flyers Alley. And make sure you go to the YouTube page and subscribe. We'll do a subscribe for a subscribe unless you're a weirdo. We'll see you guys next week. And that was episode 6 or episode 9, season 6 Flyers Alley. Fuck it. Okay.